Blog Talk Radio.
Hello once again. This is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. How are you today? By the time you get this broadcast, it'll be past Resurrection Sunday. So I'd like to wish you all a belated Resurrection Sunday, and I trust that your Holy Week is a blessed one for you. Today, we go to today's lesson is, you could say it could be a kind of a continuing point on Holy Week. I enjoy Holy Week because it's, you know, it reminds me, well, now that Christ died, but why he died, why he did what he did. And it takes us into the Beatitudes once again. We're in the study of the Beatitudes, fifth chapter of Gospel of Matthew. We're up to our seventh of the Beatitudes. This is a nine-part series. And we go to verse 9, Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. It says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. As a child of God, you know, one of the things I notice in my walk is the inner peace that I feel inside of me. And that's what's something that God gives us. And you may wonder why it says, blood are peacemakers. Well, the Lord knows we need peacemakers in the world today, don't you think? With all the threats of war going on, all the threats of shutting up, you know, all the war threats, all the threats upon the lives of many people. And when I think about it, isn't it something that sometimes you have a really tense, hot situation, and there may be a person or persons that kind of enter the scene. People just start becoming calm, and people start to relax. You know, some people have that gift. You know, it seems like some people can do that. I know I was an athlete, you know, one time, you know, played a lot of different sports. And the person that I always took note of was when things really got hot, it just seemed like it just shined. It just seemed like it could keep everybody else calm. It could keep everybody else calm when people, you know, when the pressure started getting to them. And we were calming influence, not only on the field or but just as well in the locker room. And as Christians, we should be that calming influence in this troubled world. Now, what does it mean to be a peacemaker? Okay. Well, I came up with a couple of thoughts. Peacemakers are those who they promote peace on them. What I mean by that is they'll do everything to make sure the peace, you know, the situation doesn't escalate any worse than it does. Okay, there's some things you can't control. You know, you can't control how other people's emotions, how they feel, you know, and all of that. We can't control how we react to a situation. One thing about being a peacemaker is something that's with the Heavenly Father. But when we ask Christ to come into our life, one of the hallmarks of that act was the peace that we feel inside. And that was one of the first things that I ever felt tonight, the inner peace. You can look, you know, you can look on the outside, but inside you can have a raging storm. But with God's Spirit living inside of you, He'll calm those storms. I can give an example. Another thing is, like, I have a fascination with lighthouses, and I can imagine being out on the sea in the ship. At night, it's dark. You can't see anything. You don't know what's ahead or around. You know, you don't know if you're close to any light. And all of a sudden, that light comes on, and it kind of calms your fears. You know, you say, you know, you're approaching land. You know, you're near land, and it gives a warning about any reefs or sandbars, anything like that. So ship will come to port safely, or safely pass on by, going on to its destination. And this is what peace should be. One of the things about Resurrection Sunday, I was amazed at how Jesus, when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, his spirit was troubled, but he went to his Holy Father and asked him, you know, if it so be the cup passed from him. But the thing he remarked with, if it's your will. And that moment on, that peace just settled over him, settled right in his heart. No, he knew what he must do. And in a situation like that, you know, somebody's coming, you know, they're going to take you in, you know what's going to happen. But in a situation like that, Jesus remained calm. Many, when he was in a trial, many people they marveled, all the leaders marveled how he was, even in the face of all the accusations, he didn't say anything. And one of the things that Jesus left with the apostles was, you know, he said in John 14, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give. And that was the thing, you know, and he told them that after he raises from the dead, he was going to send the Comforter. The Comforter was the Holy Spirit. It would give him that inner peace to know that it could continue on. The second part of this is it's interesting. It says, blessed are peacemakers, the second part, for they will be called children of God. And what I notice is that one of the things that God hates is people who stir up trouble. And one thing, particularly among brethren. And peace has always been a hallmark of God. It's always been a hallmark of Jesus. And it should be a hallmark of every Christian. Every Christian that's out there. And let's go to James. We'll go to James here. Okay, let me get it here in my Bible. We go to James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. It states, but the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without the grace of partiality or hypocrisy. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. This is a promise that God made to us, in order to be peacemakers. And this is very, very important. You know, my mind is very important. Then we go to Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Now, discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time. But later, you yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. One of the things that I notice is a person who has peace in their heart. You know, often they've been through some hard times, you know, but they have a much better understanding. You know, in terms of discipline, you know, you may think it wasn't fair or anything, but you could imagine what your life would be like if you hadn't had discipline. You know, and God does it the same way. You know, one final point I'd like to leave is that our world needs a lot of peacemakers. I mean, we need it at the bargaining tables. We need it at the tables of these, you know, these nations ready to go to war. We need it in our churches. We need it in our business world. We need peacemakers everywhere. You know, this is why, you know, Christians have such a big impact on, you know, not only change, not only can change the whole dynamic what's going on in the room, but can also change, possibly open up to other possibilities. Because you have to remember, in strife and anger, that's of the enemy. But peace is of God. And that's something he desires to give to all of us. And as you go through your week, you know, you think about it this way. You know, would you rather be called a peacemaker? You know, would it be nice someone, you know, sees you as somebody who can bring calm and reason to a tense situation? Oh, we're going to have them. You know, we're going to have situations, there is trouble. You know, and people will be looking to, particularly people in leadership, you know, they're going to look to you how you react. You know, the family goes through crisis. They look to you. How are you going? What are you going to do when, you know, when troubled times come, when you're in a tough situation? And with God's Spirit in you, you know, you turn to Him and He'll give you that inner peace during those times. And I'd like to encourage you today is, you know, be a peacemaker. You know, don't always react. Don't react to every situation down that's going on around you. Think about it as a logical way. Think about it as, what can I do to improve the situation? What can I do to improve this? And people take notice of that, you know, because, as I said before, you know, inner peace is a quality of God. It's one of those God-made qualities. And it's something you can't manufacture. And I hope this lesson has helped you. And I'd like to thank you once again for another lesson. I hope you're enjoying this series of the Beatitudes. And, you know, we only have two more Beatitudes to go through. And if you have any questions, feel free to go to my Facebook. You know, it's facebook.com/Rose. And then you can go to my Facebook, you know, feel free to ask them. And I just thank you once again. This is Genevieve with Genevieve's Gems. And I look forward to meeting you once again and the next time we get together and share. God bless you and have a blessed day.
All right. Good.